Here is Sam Smith with Tyler Gillen. We're at Tiger Stadium for the last home game for softball baseball in the fall season. Senior night has just happened. All the seniors were honored. And we're going to face Bevere tonight. Softball will play first. Sam, what do you see in the girls' game?
I couldn't really tell you. I've heard some stories that Bevere's really rough. And I know for sure that Bashir's really rough, so it might just be luck on this one.
Might be luck. Well, anyway, you can do it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Do you predict the final score?
No, not really. The game could go either way. One team could just take off with points, or the other one could, and they might both take off with points. You never know.
Never know. That's why they play the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why we just don't say, well, we think your team will win. They don't just pick it. They got to play the game to know who's going to win the game.
That's right. Oh, we have some lineups for you. But the game's getting ready to start, so we'll just do it as the game happens. Leading off for Bevere is number four, the shortstop, Toll. She steps in and takes strike one from Scudder, and the game starts on a good note, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it does. Scudder only put two more strikes in there.
All right. Scudder delivers the next one. Toll half swings at it. Strike two.
Well, Scudder's putting them in there. Bevere's wanting to hit them. If Scudder and keep them in there, good. Well, now the batter just switched to right-handed, so let's see what happens.
That's right. Toll was batting left-handed. She turned around and batted her third pitch right-handed, and she swung and missed at that one, so that's strike three.
I believe that was Scudder's floater, wasn't it?
That was one of those rise balls, I think is the correct term, but that's what I kind of call it. It's a floater. Anyway, it gets him out. This one's fouled off from Wilson. The first baseman fouls it back to the left. That's strike one on her. She's a right-handed batter as well.
I think those right-handed batters are going to have to fight an awful lot to hit that ball because Christina puts it in there just right where they can't hit it.
All right, Scudder, and they hit it right back to Scudder. Wilson hit a liner, and Scudder reached out, and it was just at the tip of her glove and snagged it before it got up through the middle of the infield. What a play there by Scudder, wasn't it there, Sam?
Yeah, it was. If Scudder would have missed that, I don't know what would have happened.
This one is fouled. Fouled straight up, and Clarkson runs under it, makes the grab for the third out. Scudder lays him down, 1-2-3, and we'll go to the bottom half of the first inning. Sam, what do we need to do here to score some runs?
Just hit the ball.
Hit the ball. All right, we'll join you in the bottom of the first inning. Scudder takes strike one. Next pitch from Teeters on its way. Scudder swings and misses at strike one. The first one was called the ball, though it looked like a strike.
Yeah, it did, Tyler, and those balls are coming in there very fast.
Teeter is an excellent pitcher.
Christina's ready.
She takes ball two. 2-1. They've switched up the lineup and batting Scudder first, so she gets the most at-bats against Teeter.
I think that would be an advantage to Brashear.
Oh, yeah. Scudder swings through strike two, now 2-2. Next pitch is fouled back. Out of play. Will remain 2-2.
Well, that's pretty good foul she hit back there. She just needs to straighten it out.
Next one is fouled down the right field line, and it will be out of play. Still 2-2.
Nice throw, Addy.
I didn't know you guys got free food. The umpire puts his mask back on, points to Teeter. We're ready to go. Teeter fires another one, and Scudder swings through it completely. That's strike three. One out for the Tigers. It brings up Kimberly Elsey. Sam, what do we need to do here?
Get a hit.
That would always be nice.
Yes, it would.
She shows bunt, pulls back, draws the infield in, takes ball one.
Well, the bunt and what we need right here, we need a full-size hit.
Well, she takes strike one here. 1-1 now, Sam. What do we need to do? We need to buckle down and put it out there, don't we?
Yeah, and we need to swing fast because this is a really fast pitcher. I think she fouled on that one because that hurt the bat ring.
Yeah, she swung and fouled it straight back into the catcher's glove. That'll be strike two. 1-2 on Elsie now. She took ball two, now 2-2. Elsie and Scudder both really are working, Teeter, to get her strikes in there.
Yeah, they really are. They ain't swinging it. Nothing that's bad. They just went strike three on Elsie.
Elsie swung through, just as Sam was saying, they hadn't swung anything bad. She swung at a ball that was head high, and that's strike three on her. She went and sat down. It's two outs for the Tigers, and it brings up Jesse Hill.
What'd they say time for?
The umpire called time, and they are picking things up off the field, Hill is, and gave them to Coach Williams. I don't know what they were, but Coach Williams now has them in her pocket.
What were they?
Earrings, possibly. I'm not for sure. Anyway, Hill took strike one. 0-1 on here.
Well, Hill needs to wait for that perfect strike and just let her rip with that bat.
We'll see. She swings and misses strike two.
All of Brashear's hitters are just swinging a little bit late on those pitches. They need to make their decision a little bit earlier.
Hey, the next pitch is fouled away by Hill. Got out, but swung just a little too late. Fouled it back right. So it's still 0-2 with two outs.
Well, Brashear's hitters are making a little bit of progress getting that faster swing in, but not much.
Hill takes ball one, 1-2 now. Takes ball two, 2-2. That one was high to Hill.
I think Hill wants to hit it awful bad because she just looks like an aggressive hitter. She swings and misses, and they're in the inning for the Brashear Tigers.
Well, just like Scudder, Teeter's counterpart, she lays us down 1-2-3, and after the first inning here at Tiger Stadium, it's nothing.
Well, back in the top of the second inning, batter steps in, there's first pitch.
Number 5, Ratliff takes ball 1 inside and low. 1-0, Scudder's going to fire the next pitch, and it's hit right back up the middle towards Kelsey. Kelsey scoops, fires to first, and gets the out. Nice play there by Kelsey, ranging all the way towards second base on that play.
Yeah, that was a pretty good play right there. They had that timing down just about right. If they would have been a little bit later, it wouldn't have worked.
That's right. It brings up number 16, Templeton, for Bevere, and she swings and fouls one straight into the dirt. Strike 1.
I think she thought she hit it because she took off kind of running there for first base. We'll take her first 2 steps.
Next pitch is hit. Foul down the third base side. 0-2.
Christina needs to just get that last pitch in there. That'll be 2 outs, and that's putting the pressure on pretty good.
Scudder fires another one there. She swings at it in the dirt. Clarkson can't catch it. She picks it up, throws to first, and gets the out. Nice play there by Clarkson to get up on the ball, thrown into the dirt, pick it up, and get it to first before the runner, Templeton, got the first base.
Yeah, especially since that's the second out. Now the pressure's really on the batter, because if she gets the third out, she's probably going to feel terrible.
Oh, she swings and drives one, does Wyatt, but Kelsey was there again for the Tigers and caught it in the air for the third out.
That's that third out we were looking for, and now Bevere will take the field.
Well, we'll see how Brashear does in the bottom of the second. We're ready here now for the bottom of the second inning. It brings up Reeves for the Tigers. She shows bunt, pulls back, and doesn't have time to pull back and swing both, but she tries it and is behind on the pitch. Strike 1.
Well, Reeves is pretty fast hitter and pretty powerful hitter. All she needs to do is hit that ball, and we'll be in pretty good shape.
She takes ball 1, winning 1 now. How do you feel about the showing bunt and then pulling back, Sam?
I don't know. I think that's slowing down her swing a little bit. And we'd rather have a faster swing when we're playing Bevere because they got fast pitchers.
That is absolutely right. Yet she continues to do it and takes strike 3 on the showing the bunt pulling back. That's 1 out for the Tigers, bringing up Shayna Rusk. High to Rusk is pitch 1, way over the catcher's glove. That'll be ball 1.
Well, Rusk has got a little smaller strike zone because she's a little smaller person. That's going to be harder for the pitcher to put it in there.
Rusk swung through strike 1. 1-1 now. She fouled one straight back. 1-2 now, the count on Rusk from Teeter. Sam, we got to be pulling the trigger a little faster, don't we?
Yeah, we need to be pulling a lot faster.
She swings and gets this one in play, but it's straight up in front of the plate, and Teeter comes in and makes the catch right in front of the catcher. That's 2 outs for the Tigers, bringing up Ashley Clarkson.
If the pitcher would have missed that ball, Shane would have definitely been on base because when the ball hit the pitcher's glove, Shana had one more step to hit the base.
Clarkson looks at strike one right down the middle. 0-1 on her with two outs here in the bottom of the second at the tie score of nothing. She half swings at strike two and goes down 0-2 now. Tigers are having a tough time getting out in front. They're always behind. And as I say that, Clarkson swings at strike three now. That's the third out for the Tigers in the second. So the mirror gets us down on three straight again, just like they did in the first, just like we have with them. We'll see what happens in the third inning.
I don't know, Tyler, but this game looks pretty tough. We'll see you in the top of the third.
And we're ready to start the third inning. Leading off for Bevere will be number one, Shervington. She takes ball one high and outside. 1-0 is the count.
Well, Christina's done pretty good so far. I mean, it's only been one pitch, but, you know, it may be a ball, but she's throwing it in line with the middle. And... you know, if she just raised that pitch a little bit, we'd be in pretty good shape. And then she just now fouled one off, didn't she?
Yeah, it's 2-1 now on Shervington. She digs in and calls time now, swings and fouls another one off. It's 2-2.
Well, Shervington's trying to get a hit right now. And... you know, that's a good thing because Christina is pitching them in there. And when the batter shows like they're going to hit, that's a sign to the ump that it's probably a strike.
Well, she took strike three and went and sat down. Now Skinner fires the first pitch into Griffin. She takes it ball one, low and inside. Scudder gets set, delivers another one. This one's fouled, hit. It looked like it was going to go foul, but Scudder went out and fielded it and threw it straight to first for the out on Griffin. That'll be two outs, and bring it up number 20, Barley, for Bevere. Barley calls time and steps into the front of the box. Scudder delivers, and she fouls it straight back. Strike one.
Wow. Barley's got a pretty fast swing, and she's got a powerful swing, it looks like. And that may worry the Tigers just a little bit.
Barley fouls this one down the right field line, just about a foot outside of the first base side. Reeves picks it up. Now two strikes on Barley and throws it back to Scudder. Scudder looks in as Barley takes a couple of practice cuts, calls time, steps in the box towards the front. Now... swings and drives one towards third base, through third base. Elsie can't make the play, and Barley is aboard for the first runner tonight.
And she just got on first, and it's probably a good thing she didn't advance the second, or Tigers might be in trouble if she would have advanced the second.
Brings up the leadoff hitter for Bevere, number four, Toll. She swung and missed at strike one. 0-1 to Toll with Barley standing on first base. Scudder Winds up, delivers total, swings and fouls one off. 0-2 now.
Well, she's got two strikes. Christina's got two outs and two strikes. And all she needs to do is put one more strike in there to end the inning for Revere.
Scudder fires one in and Toll fouls it straight back. The count remains 0-2. Scudder walks out to calm her nerves. Now comes back to the rubber. Fires it in there and Toll swings and misses. But Clarkson can't hang on to the pitch and Toll is aboard and throws it over Reeves' head. But Hettinger playing the good right field backs her up and holds the runners at first and second. And it brings up Wilson, the number two hitter for Bevere.
Well, this inning, no, it's not looking too good for the Tigers' defense right now, because they're for the loss, they're up pretty down, and now two runners have got on base.
This one's driven towards the middle of the field, and Kelsey makes a running stab and catch, giving the Tigers a third out of the inning, and holding Bevere to no run score is a nice job to end that inning, as the Tigers could have had bad things happen there.
Yeah, it was. I was afraid that maybe one of their runners would score. But Haley Kelsey kind of stopped that from happening, and she caught that ball. If she might have missed that ball, that runner might have advanced to home, and that wouldn't have been what the Tigers would want to see.
Nope, we'll see if the Tigers can score, though, here in the bottom of the third inning, as they'll be batting 7, 8, and 9, I believe. First batter for the Tigers is going to be Kayla Hettinger. First pitch from Steeter is swung on and missed by Hettinger. Strike one, 0-1. First batter here in the bottom of the third. Score is nothing to nothing. And Hettinger fouls one off towards the right side, but it is well foul. And it's nice just to see the Tigers touching the ball, though, at this point.
Yeah, it is, because if they're touching the ball, that means they're progressing. And I think their pitcher's slowing down some, but not a whole lot. And if Tigers can just get around to swing fast enough to stop them, that'll be what we want to see.
Well, Hettinger fouls another one off. It's still 0-2. We'll see if she can fight aboard here. She swings and fouls the last one off, but the catcher catches it, so that'll be out number one for the Tigers. It'll bring up Kelsey. Haley Kelsey, bat for the first time tonight here in the bottom of the third inning with one out. She takes ball one high and outside.
And Kelsey's been hitting pretty good lately. And let's see if she can get a hit off tonight to start the Tigers off.
She swings and misses at strike one. 1-1 now to Kelsey. She got behind that one just a tad and couldn't catch up to the old teeter fastball. Next pitch is low and inside, ball two. Kelsey may be able to orchestrate a walk here. What do you think, Sam?
I don't know. If she pitches in two more balls, we might be able to.
We definitely will. That's ball three, 3-1 now to Kelsey. We'll see if Teeter can capitalize here or if Kelsey can get aboard on a walk. Teeter fires a fastball right in there. Kelsey swings through it. It's strike two. Now full count on Kelsey.
Well, all the batters are standing up pretty close in the box. If they just back up some, they might be able to get a hit off.
And Kelsey swings through strike three now. Two outs for Brashear, bringing up Carmen Woods.
Well, I heard that they can't step in the back of the box because the pitcher's got a really good dropper, and that wouldn't be good to see for the Tigers.
Well, Woods takes strike one right down the middle, 0-1, as she swings through strike two now, down 0-2. I'm sure we'll see one of Teeter's off-speed pitches, or maybe she'll just go right back to the fastball here for the next one. It's the fastball, and it's swung through by Woods, strike three, and That's three outs for the Tigers, unable to get a runner on so far.
Yeah, it's not being too good, and, you know, we need to score a run, somebody does, so that this game won't go on forever. But I think the Tigers may be whipping up something, and that's what we hope. See, it's the top of the fourth inning.
Leading off for Brevier in the top of the fourth inning is Valerie Teeter, the pitcher. She takes ball one high, 1-0.
Well, if Christina just, it's always straight line with Christina. She just needs to bring them up or bring them down.
The second pitch is fouled straight back by Teeter, out of play. 1-1 now is the count on Teeter. Teeter calls time, steps in the box, up towards the front of the box, and takes a nice change up there by Scudder, and that's strike two on the inside part of the plate. Teeter just watched it go by. She thought it was going to be inside. Now she swings and strikes three in the dirt. Clarkson picks it up, fires it down to Reeves, and that's out number one for the Tigers. It brings up number five, Ratliff, for Bevere. She is the second baseman. She comes up with one out, and she takes strike number one right down the heart of the plate. 0-1, not a Ratliff.
Now that's like what we want to see right there, because Christina's pitching good.
She swings at strike two, as it was a little slowed down version of the same pitch that strike one was. And 0-2 now, Scudder has Ratliff.
Scudder's pitching them in there. They just need to hit them. And there's a hit. And they fumbled it. And there's no out at first.
Well, the hit was a sharp little grounder over to the shortstop. And Elsie fumbled it before she could get over to Reeves. And it allowed Ratliff to reach first safely with only one out, bringing up Templeton, the catcher. Templeton steps in towards the middle of the box, calls time, now is ready, takes
strike one,
right on the inside part of the plate. 0-1 with the leading run on first base. Next pitch by Scudder is high, but Clarkson catches it, throws down to first just to check on Ratliff, and she gets back safely. 1-1 now to Templeton.
Ratliff probably saw that high pitch and probably thought she should take off, but wait until she saw Clarkson's reaction.
This one is hit right to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey scoops it up, fires it to first, and barely gets Templeton just by one step. Reeves catches it for the second out of the inning.
But that one step always counts, though.
That's right, and Ratliff's now at second with two outs. And Wyatt at the plate. Wyatt swung and missed. Strike one. She's down 0-1. Scudder walks towards the mound. Fires strike two as it gets away from Clarkson. Clarkson picks it up, throws down to third base. But Ratliff is able to slide in safely before Clarkson can get it to third base. So the leading run is on third. And the Tigers do have two outs, though.
Yeah. And two strikes. All Christina needs to do is pitch one more strike in the inning. And there it was. The end of the inning has just happened for the Brevier to get a hit.
Yep. Oh, Wyatt watched strike three right on the inside corner of the plate. Took it. And that's the third out for the Tigers. We'll see if Scudder and the rest of the Tigers are coming up to bat. We'll see if they can score. Here comes Scudder as the Bavier Wildcats have a meeting on the mound. Now they break it up, and we're ready to go as Teeter steps on the rubber. Scudder looks out for some advice, now steps back into the box, and swings and fouls the first pitch straight back. That'll be strike one on Scudder.
Well, Scudder's making contact, and that's always a good thing to see.
Scudder takes ball one inside and low, 1-1 now.
Well, Scudder's got a pretty good eye on her, too, and that's just a good, aggressive hitter.
Scudder swings, or kind of half swings. She was starting to swing and decided she probably shouldn't and tried to pull up, but she couldn't in time. It's strike two now. Next one is driven deep right field. It's going to get down, and center fielder played it well. She was a little deep and got out to it before the ball got by her and kept Scudder at first base, but it was a nice drive there by Scudder to get on.
Yes, it was, and that's just a great hit to start off the Tigers.
Now they've pulled Scudder from first base and put in Harrelson. Harrelson will be running for the Tigers. Elsie comes up, and I would not be surprised to see a bunt here.
I wouldn't either, because she's been trying that.
She didn't show bunt like they do a lot of the time. She waited till the pitch was being delivered and thought about it, but instead pulled it back and took strike one with Harrelson still standing on first base. Next pitch, she does lay down the bunt. Harrelson on her way to second. She's thrown out, but Elsie makes it to first, so nothing gained and nothing lost, I guess, except the out, which is very precious in this situation. It brings up Hill, though. We'll see if Hill can advance the runner or drive her in with a hit by herself.
Well, at least we're making contact, Tyler. That's what we want to see.
Hill takes strike one on the upper part of the strike zone. She's down 0-1, and Elsie stays on first base.
Well, they're trying to pull off a bunt. It's not working too good.
This one almost didn't work at all as Hill got it way up in the air, but neither the third baseman or the catcher could get to it in time to catch it before it hit the ground, so it's 0-2 now on Hill.
And that's probably a good thing that they didn't catch it, because our outs are really precious to us right now, because we've already got one out, and we can't really risk getting two.
All right, Hill steps in and takes ball one, and it gets away from the catcher. Elsie's able to get to second base. Now the leading run for the Tigers is on second base with only one out in the inning.
Yeah, and Elsie, she kind of thought about it before the catcher missed the ball. She waited till it got across the plate and got her lead off. And then she thought, and the catcher missed it, and that just gave her the green light for go.
And now Hill swings and misses strike three, putting the Tigers behind the eight ball with two outs. And brings up Reeves. Oh, Reeves is pretty good contact here. We'll see if she can drive in Hill. She comes up. Teeter pitches. Reeves had a good swing on it, just a bit behind it, 0-1. With Elsie on second, Reeves steps in for the next pitch. She swings and misses this one late as well, 0-2 now.
Well, the pitcher kind of, I tried to turn around and throw Elsie out, but Elsie was back to the base before they could do it.
Reeves swings and misses strike three, and the Tigers are unable to cross that run, but they'll go to the fifth with a tie ball game, 0-0 still. Well, we're ready for the top of the fifth inning now for Bevere. Scudder pitches ball one high and outside to Shervington. the batter for Brevier.
Well, we'd like to see 3-3 down right now, nobody get on base, because that would just kind of break the tie.
Oh, and a very close pitch is taken inside for a ball. It looked like a strike, but it's 2-0 now. Shervington drives one towards second base. Kelsey picks it up, throws to first, and just barely got it by probably half a step. Kelsey kind of took her time, made sure she was right on, but barely got it to Reeves in time for the out. However, she does, and there's one out for the Tigers here in the top of the fifth, bringing up Griffin.
But that half step always counts.
That's right. Griffin shows bunt, can't get it down. Strike one.
Well, her bunt was a little bit high. If it would have been a little bit lower, she would have tapped it.
All right. Scudder toes the rubber here. Winds up, fires, and is taken low and inside for ball one to Ratliff. To Griffin.
Well, Scudder needs to put that ball in the strike zone, and we might have a ball game.
She gets a strike in there for the third pitch. Strike two. 1-2 now to Griffin.
Yeah, but we're getting them strikes, and they're just, they don't want to hit them as much now, it seems like. I think they figured out that Scudder is an accurate, fast pitcher, which we're going to have to swing fast and hard on to get a hit.
And Scudder fires the third strike right by Griffin for the second out. This one's fouled first thing by Barley. It's fair down the line. Russ picks it up, gets it over to Reeves, and that's the third out for the Tigers. 1-2-3, just like Sam said.
And that looked like they beat that one by a fourth step right there.
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty close play, but Russ got it to her just in time. We'll see if the Tigers can capitalize and get some runs here in the bottom of the fifth. Now we're having the Bevere meeting on the mound again. It's going to bring up for the Tigers Shayna Rusk, one of the seniors honored here tonight for Brashear. Teeter steps on the mound and we're ready to go. She fires. Rusk gets it in play right in front of the plate again and is out number one as Teeter makes the catch.
Well, Tigers are making contact, and that's a real good thing. They just need to straighten it out a little bit, or it's not as pop-up.
Yeah, we'll see if the Tigers can do so here as Clarkson steps in for Brashear. Teeter gets set, steps on the rubber, winds up, fires, and it's taken for a strike one. Oh, it's kind of low, don't you think, Sam?
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with it, Tyler. It almost looked like it was below the knees.
All right, this one's hit towards first base. Clarkson's picking her up and putting him down, but not in time as the first baseman, Wilson, beats her to the bag for out number two.
That's kind of something that really puts you down. It's when they straighten it out and they get out on first because we almost had it.
Hettinger comes up and fouls one straight back for strike number one. Teeter gets the ball back from the catcher, walks around the rubber, now steps on it, winds up, delivers, and it swung real tardy there by Hettinger as it strike two. She was way late on that one, wasn't she, Sam?
Yeah, I think you're right on that one, Tyler. She was pretty late.
She takes ball one, low and outside, 1-2 now. Next one is fouled straight back, 1-2 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Teeter winds up, delivers. This one is taken inside, ball two now, 2-2. Hettinger having a good at bat here, fouling off the strikes until she finds one she wants. Teeter fires another one in there, and she takes strike three and is the third out for the Tigers in the bottom of the fifth. So we'll go to the top of the sixth, still knotted up. Nothing. The Tigers are getting set here for the top of the six, and it brings up number four, Tolman. She slaps one down the left field line, and Amanda Mills comes in and makes the catch. Oh, it was a nice catch. I don't know if it would have been fair or foul, but it doesn't matter. It's out number one for the Tigers in the top of the six, and it brings up the first baseman, Wilson.
Yeah, as long as we get that first out, that's a good thing to set off the Tigers with first pitch of the inning, and they get an out.
And here, this one's grounded by Wilson right to Reeves at first base. Reeves picks it up, steps on the bag for out number two. That's the way we want them. Two pitches, two outs, and it brings up Teeter, the pitcher, for Bevier.
Next thing you know, it's going to be three pitches, three outs.
Well, we'll see. Teeter comes up. She's a good hitter for Bevier. Scudder gets set, steps on the river, winds up, delivers, and Teeter's going to ground it to third base. Rusk picks it up, but won't get it to Reeves in time. And as Rusk was playing fairly deep, Teeter's a very good hitter. Rusk was well beyond where she usually plays, and if she'd been where she normally plays, it probably would have been an out. However, she wasn't, and Teeter reaches first safely, bringing up Ratliff. Ratliff takes strike one. Oh, and one to Ratliff. Scudder gets set. She winds up, delivers. Ratliff drives this one to Kelsey. Kelsey picks it up from her knees, throws to Reeves for the third out of the inning. Nice inning there for the Tigers.
Yeah, it was. That was a pretty quick inning. Our innings right now are about 3 minutes for each team, you know, batting, you know, on for Bevere. Christina's pitching them in there, and for Bevere's pitcher, she's putting them in there too, so it's kind of working either way.
It has been a fast game, as it's been about 45 minutes from the first pitch, and we're already to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the reason for that is everybody's getting out. We're not getting too many on. And
both pitchers are pitching pretty fast.
And the pitchers are pitching well. So
that's kind of a good thing, because it's a little bit of a challenge for both teams. And it's seeing who can really play the best.
Well, we'll see. Where are we at in the Tigers lineup? I think we should be Woods, then Scudder. It looks like Kelsey. Kelsey Woods, Scudder, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Tyler. Which, we're going to get Scudder in again, which is another good advantage for the Tigers, because Scudder is a pretty decent hitter. And Scudder and Ashley Clarkson are both pretty good ball players.
All right, as Kelsey swings through strike one, 0-1. Now, Kelsey steps in, and Teeter winds up, delivers. Kelsey out in front of this one. It's the changeup from Teeter. It's swung on for strike two, now 0-2.
If Teeter would have pitched her fastball, Kelsey might have hit that.
Kelsey swings at a ball one as it's up and out over the plate, but it's strike three now for the Tigers in the first out of the sixth inning. Bringing up Woods. Woods takes ball one inside and low. Woods steps out of the box, now back in, ready for the next tier offering. It swung on and missed, just a bit outside. 1-1.
That was pretty good pitch, and Woods did make a pretty good decision to swing at that.
Next one, there's a half swing from Woods, and it's called the strike. She couldn't pull off in time before her wrist broke, and it's strike two. And here she fouls one straight back. The count will remain at 1-2 for Carmen Woods.
And Carmen, she's been hitting pretty good for the last couple games, and we just need to see a hit right here, because Bavaria's a pretty tough team, and we're going to need a lot of hits to beat them.
Woods just barely fouls one off to the right, staying alive at 1-2. She swings and misses, though, here for a strike three in the second out of the inning, bringing up Scudder. Scudder has the only hit for the Tigers so far. She drove one out into right center field, and now the outfield is all scooped back, and there is a huge gap out in left center. Scudder can find that. She can run all day. Scudder takes the first pitch outside and low.
Scudder's a pretty powerful hitter, and we need her to get a hit right now. Because if she hits it out there in that gap, there's a pretty good chance she could score if she ran hard.
Scudder takes ball two outside and high. Next pitch is outside again. Ball three, 3-0. I'd say Teeter's probably just working her way around Scudder here and is going to take her chances with some of the other Brashear hitters as she pitches strike one on the outside part of the plate, way on the outside part of the plate, probably ball four, but Scudder's going to step in and foul the next pitch straight back. Now full count on Scudder.
Well, Scudder needs to get a hit right here, and if she does, that'll be pretty good.
Teeter gets set now from the mound, winds up, delivers, Scudder fouls it straight back. It'll stay at full count. As Scudder's having a good bat here, isn't she, Sam?
Yeah, she's making contact, and she's not really swinging at those wild pitches. But it's a good thing she just grabbed one, and she made it to first.
Scudder has a good hit right towards center field. If the center fielder had been playing at normal depth, that's probably a catch, but since she was so deep, it lands in front of her, putting Scudder on first again, and again they're going to pull her for Harrelson to run the bases. It brings up Elsie, and she'll see if she can drive in Harrelson with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning to give the Tigers a 1-0 lead as we're tied at 0-0. Elsie drives one straight up into the air, and it's caught by Wilson at first base, ending the sixth inning. And going into the seventh inning, it's still tied at 0-0. Now, the defense for the Tigers is ready for the top of the seventh. Bevere's having a little trouble getting their batters ready, though. Finally, they're going to send somebody out to bat, and I believe it'll be Templeton, and it is. Templeton will lead things off for Bevere. The Wildcats have only had two runners, I believe, and the same for the Tigers. Wildcats, I think, have had three, and the Tigers have been limited to two runners. Templeton comes up and swings at the first pitch, strike one. She gets set now and is going to walk into the box. Scudder toes the mound, winds up, delivers, strike on the outside part of the plate. 0-2 now to Templeton.
Well, Christina needs to pitch another strike in there. And if she keeps pitching them strikes in there, that'll end the inning pretty fast for the Tigers.
This ball is foul as she hits it just in front of the plate. It rolls down the first base side and goes foul before Clarkson can pick it up and throw down to first base. So the count will remain 0-2 on Templeton.
If that ball would have been fair, that batter would have been out.
Yeah, Clarkson would have had it, but it had some backspin on it and rolled foul just before Clarkson got there. And this next pitch is low and inside, strike one, 1-2. Scudder toes the rubber, and Templeton hits this one down the third base side, foul. It stays 2-2 now to Templeton.
Well, if we can get another strike in there, that will be pretty good for the Tigers, and we'll start off the inning pretty good.
Scudder tries the floater, and it's a ball, 3-2 now on Templeton. Templeton's had a good at bat here against Scudder, working the count, being able to foul off pitches she doesn't like as she does so again. This one's straight back, and just doing a good job of staying in the box and fighting.
I'd like to see Scudder pitch that fastball right down the middle, right past that batter. That would be something to see.
All right, Scudder fires one, and this one's driven out to left field. Solid hit by Templeton as Mills picks it up in left field. And for the first time tonight, a leadoff hitter is aboard. This time in the forum of a Wildcat, which is not what the Tigers wanted to see. Templeton's on first with nobody out. It brings up Wyatt for Revere. She shows bunt, offers at it, and the ball skips away from Ashley Clarkson, and Templeton's able to reach second base. So the leading run is on second now for Revere with nobody out, and only one strike here on Wyatt as this one's kind of a swinging bunt type of swing there for Wyatt is fouled back, 0-2 now. Wyatt steps in with an 0-2 count. Scudder throws outside, 1-2 now.
Oh, well, right now we need one more strike, and that'll be our first out of the inning, I believe.
Yep, Scudder delivers this one from Wyatt. Is fouled out of play down the right field line. Still 1-2.
That's a lot of fouls out of play so far this game.
Wyatt steps in and grounds it to third base. Rusk looks her back, first to first, not in time. Reeves is going to throw it back, and they're going to, oh! The throw was a little high, and it skips out of Elsie's glove. And she is not able to get the tag down. And while that is happening, Wyatt rounds first, slides into second. And there's a little controversy. She is going to be called back to first base from the umpires. I don't know why the umpires made her go back to first base, but they did. So Bevere has first and third with nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. It brings up number one, Shervington, for Bevere. Wildcats have a golden opportunity to score runs. Scudder delivers. This one's bunted. And it's called foul, though I don't really know why. Did the batter slash runner, I guess, hit it while they were still in the box? Perhaps. Jay, who's taking over for Sam. Jay?
Yeah, I think that might have hit it with her foot. I think she might have hit it with her foot on the way out of the box.
Meanwhile, she takes strike two on the outside part of the plate, 0-2 now.
A strikeout sure would be nice for the Tigers.
Second and third, nobody out. Scudder delivers to Shervington, and she swings the ball two. That one was way out. Strike three now, one out for the Tigers. And it brings up number nine, Griffin, for Bevere. Scudder toes the mound, now fires, and it's fouled off to the right. Strike one. Wildcats have their eighth hitter up and their ninth hitter due up, so that is the one plus for the Tigers as they're towards the bottom of the Bevere lineup. This one's fouled straight back, 0-2 now on Griffin.
It's good that Scudder got up on this batter because a strikeout would put the Tigers in an even better position to not let Bevere score any runs.
Now Scudder delivers again. It's fouled again down the right field line. Griffin does a good job of putting the bat on the ball, but she's just late a little bit every time, keeping the ball out of play. Scudder gets set with the 0-2 offering. This one's fouled straight back again now. How many fouls is that for, Jay?
I think that's about four.
Four or five. It's been a lot of fouls. She steps out, gets some advice from the third base coach. She's got her toes rubber, fires in there again. This time she doesn't touch it. It's strike three. Two outs now for the Tigers, and Barley's up. I believe Barley had a clean single last time, if I'm not mistaken. So the Tigers need to be careful with her at the plate, especially with runners in second and third. Scudder delivers. This one's hit in the air. It's towards center fielder, and Hill makes the catch for the Tigers, preventing the probably two runs there for Bevere if Hill can't make the catch. But she does, and the Tigers are going to come up in the bottom of the seventh with an opportunity to win the game.
And first up for the Tigers in this top bottom of the seventh inning is number 3, Jesse Hill. Hill lines one down the right field line, about 6 feet foul, and that's strike one. Teeter toes the rubber and fires. Hill lines another one down the right field line. This one, it gets passed into the outfield, but it's still a foul, so it's strike two. And I'll send it back to Tyler Killen.
Hill drives one towards first base. However, Wilson's able to pick it up and take about 2 steps over to the bag to get it out. That'll be the first out of the inning, Jay.
Yeah.
That brings up Reeves for the Tigers. Reeves steps in as Teeter delivers, takes ball one inside. All the Tigers have to do is cross one run, and the game belongs to them. However, at this rate, all Bevere has to do is the same thing. This one's outside low, ball two to Reeves. Perhaps the Tigers can get a runner on and move her all the way around and get her home here. Ball three to Reeves.
If Reeves draws a walk, that'll put the Tigers' chances a lot better.
This one's taken for a strike, however. Inside and high, perhaps. Could have been called a ball, but it's called a strike. Teeter delivers. This one is fouled down the right field line. First baseman Wilson makes a diving effort but can't come up with the catch. So it'll be a full count now on Reeves. Really battling is Andrea here, trying to get aboard for the Tigers. She swings and misses at strike three. That's 2 outs for the Tigers, and it brings up Shayna Rusk.
Well, this is not a good way to spend the bottom of the seventh inning.
No, it would be nice if we had somebody on third at this point. This one fouled back, strike one on Rusk. Jay, this game could go on forever at this rate.
Yeah, I think sooner or later.
Somebody's got to give. As Rusk gives strike two here to the Teeter. 0-2 now. Rusk barely stays alive as she hits one off the end of the bat, foul down the right field side. Now Teeter gets ready. She gets set. She fires, and Rusk drives one up the middle. It's going to be scooped up, though, by the second baseman, thrown over to first base in time. That'll be the third out of the inning. And we'll head to extras in the top of the eighth. As the Tigers are ready for the top of the eighth, the Wildcats send up their leadoff hitter, Toll.
This is not a good place to be in the lineup for the Tigers.
We'll see what happens. Toll goes from the left side. She's going to try to bunt. I think she's the Haley Kelsey of Bevere. She often bats from the left side just to lay down a regular bunt or a drag bunt. She pushes this one foul, however, and she'll step in from the right side with an 0-1 count now. She shows bump, pulls back, fires this one right back to Scudder. Scudder fields it cleanly, throws to first to Reeves in time for out number one in the top of the eighth inning. One out for the Tigers as brings up number 6, Wilson for Bevere. Scudder steps on the rubber. Winds up, fires it in there, and Wilson was way out in front as it was one of the changeups for Scudder. Next pitch is in the dirt from about 3 feet in front of Scudder. That's ball one. This one from Scudder is fouled straight back, and it almost got the coach from the Bevere baseball team. And it's 1-2 now to Wilson. Scudder delivers, and it is the changeup slash floater slash whatever that pitch is, Jay, and it gets Wilson out in front by a long shot. That's out number two for the Tigers.
Scudder has had success using the changeup in this game, as the Bevere hitters can't seem to get anything against it.
Teeter walks in now and fouls one barely off straight back, 0-1. Scudder winds up, delivers this one's in the dirt. Ball one, one and, or excuse me, ball two. 2-1. Pitch now is hit straight up, and Clarkson collects it for out number three in the top of the eighth. So we'll see if the Tigers can push across the winning run in the bottom of the eighth. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure where the Tigers are in their lineup, but wherever they are, they definitely need to get some runners on to try to score in this bottom half of the eighth inning.
Final warm-up pitch here by Teeter has been fired, and we'll be ready for the Tigers to bat here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looks like due up first for the Tigers is Ashley Clarkson. That appears who it seems to be. Clarkson walks over to the right side of the box, looks down to the third base coach's box for some helpful hints, now steps in. Or turns around, I guess, before she steps in. Now she's ready to go. She digs in. The umpire puts on his mask. Teeter winds up, and we're ready. Ball one high. Jay, we need to get this leadoff runner aboard, don't we?
Yeah.
Next pitch is high. Ball two. Oh, it'd be nice to get old Clarkson aboard here. Next pitch is fouled straight back, as it was a fastball right down the middle. Clarkson couldn't get the good wood on it, or I guess good aluminum, and she fouled it off for strike one, 2-1 now. Teeter gets set, winds up, delivers, fouled straight back, a little more bad on the ball this time, but still a foul, 2-2 now. Clarkson steps in, Teeter gets set, delivers again. This one's outside, called the strike as the catcher dropped it, but the catcher was able to pick it up. Templeton was able to pick it up and throw down to first in time to get Clarkson, bringing up Stephanie Elsey. Or excuse me, Stephanie Linhart. I get my Stephanies confused. Teeter winds up, Linhart takes it high, strike one. It was a high strike. Wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, Linhart definitely needs to get on base for the Tigers.
She swings through strike two, 0-2 now to Linhart. Wind up and delivered strike three as Linhart couldn't catch up with it. That's two outs for Bashir, bringing up Haley Kelsey. Kelsey's going to turn around and bat from the right side. Oftentimes, you see her starting from the left side. Wind up. Teeter delivers, and it's bunted from the right side from Kelsey, but it's foul. Stayed in the air a long time. It was a good thing no Wildcats were around to catch that, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, if Kelsey got out, that would end the Tigers' chances here in this bottom of the eighth.
Well, Kelsey seems ready now. She steps in, shows bunt again, pulls back, and swings too late for strike two. That old faking the bunt thing doesn't work very often, though, does it, Jay?
No, the Tigers have been trying that all night, but it hasn't been working. So I think they should drop that strategy.
And Kelsey tries to get out of the way of strike three as it was a little inside. The Tigers get out 1-2-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll head to the top of the ninth for the marathon game. We're ready for the top of the ninth as Bevere comes out fired up, as they're saying. And it takes a while being fired up to get out here. We could get a DeVoe game on them. That's a 5-yard penalty. It brings up Ratliff first for Bevere. She steps in front of the box, Scudder delivers, and she takes strike one on the outside upper corner. Scudder gets set to the middle, and this one's hit foul back out towards the left side.
Well, the Tigers need to have Bevere go 1-2-3 to make sure they don't score in this inning.
Scudder to the middle, and it's the floater. It's strike three, as she has had a lot of success with that pitch tonight. All the Bevere hitters are out in front of it. That's the first out for the Tigers, and it brings up number 16, Templeton. Templeton takes strike one right on the upper part of the plate. Templeton steps out, takes a couple of practice cuts, now ready to go as Scudder pitches it in there, and it's hit right back to her. She makes the catch for out number two. Now up for Bevere is Wyatt. Wyatt looks at some signs. Now takes a couple of practice swings. Steps in towards the front of the box. Scudder winds up, delivers. Wyatt thinks about showing bunt. Now pulls back, hits to Elsie. And Elsie is way behind on the throw as Wyatt was hustling down the line. And Wyatt is aboard for the Wildcats.
Well, that was a really close play at first. It was hard to tell from here, but the umpire called her safe, so now there's a runner on first.
It brings up Griffin for the Wildcats. She takes strike one, and Wyatt's working the base pass pretty well. She's getting out there. Clarkson opts not to throw down and gives it back to Scudder. Next pitch is driven by Griffin down the first base side foul. 0-2 now.
A strikeout for the Tigers would really be nice here.
Now, Scudder gets set to delivers, and this one's taken for strike three, and we'll head to the bottom of the ninth with another opportunity for the Tigers to win. We're ready to go now with Woods going to come up and bat first for the Tigers. Teeter gets set as the umpire checks the catcher's equipment for Bevere. perhaps they have faulty equipment, and perhaps they'll have to forfeit the game. What do you think, Jay?
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the umpire's just checking over her helmet for cracks.
What if they have to forfeit the game, though, Jay? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would. It'd finally end this 9-inning so far, nothing battle.
He's looking over off a long time. Now she puts it back on. He puts his mask on. We're ready to go for the bottom of the ninth. Pitch delivered by Teeter. It is fouled to the right by Wood. Strike one. Now Wood steps in. And so does Teeter. Teeter lines up, delivers, and Woods fouls another one back almost to the same place. Strike two.
If Woods could get on base, that would be really nice because that would bring up Scudder, who has had fairly good luck tonight at the plate.
Next pitch is swung on and missed. That's strike three. She'll go sit down. However, it does bring up Scudder, who has had a good night with two hits, than the only base runners for the Tigers. She gets set and she swings. This one's fouled straight back. Strike one.
A home run by Scudder would sure be nice.
Wouldn't that be something? It's ball one delivered outside and low. Here we go. Teeter gets set, delivers. Scudder drives it to the shortstop and is hustling all the way to first. Save! Hey! Tigers have a runner on here in the bottom of the ninth.
Let's just hope Elsie can get a hit to drive Scudder in. Or Alexis Harrelson, who will be pinch
running.
Going to
come in. Harrelson spent a lot of time on the base pass tonight, but not because of her own merit, because she comes in and runs for Scudder every time. Teeter gets set to fire over to Elsie. Now the pitch is delivered outside. And the catcher throws down to second as Harrelson thought about going to second. However, she pulls back now. And it's a 1-0 count, I believe, to Elsie. Or did he call it a strike there, Jay?
I think it was a strike.
0-1 now. Elsie lays down a bump, but it's foul. It'll be 0-2. Oh, there's been time call. We're going to discuss things. Harrelson comes over. Elsie's talking to Coach Williams. And there's a heavy meeting.
Actually,
Jay, what's being said in the meeting?
I'm not sure, but actually I think the scoreboard has got it wrong, and it's 1-1.
That's what we like to see, those 1-1 counts instead of 0-2. It's always better 1-1. I thought that first pitch was a ball. Now Coach Williams is done talking to Harrelson. She'll trot back to first, and Elsie's ready for the continued at-bat as Teeter steps on the rubber. Teeter gets set, and Elsie tries to bunt, and it's caught by the catcher. They throw it back. Harrelson's circling the bases. She has to go all the way back to first, and she's standing on third right now. That's a double play, and it's not conventional. It's probably scored, 2-9-3 on the double play for the Tigers, and it ends a heartbreaking ninth inning for the Tigers. As they had a golden opportunity to score the winning run, we'll head to the 10th. We're ready for the top of the 10th now, and for Bevere, they're going to lead off with number 9, Griffin. Griffin tries to bunt, but it's fouled back, strike one.
Well, let's just hope the Tigers can get these 8-9-1 hitters before they get, and Bevere gets into the heart of their lineup.
At this rate, Jay, we need to get some more comfortable chairs and settle in for the evening. This one's fouled down the line. It's going to roll back fair. It started out foul, but Reed is able to pick it up in fair ground and step on the bag for out number one. That had a heck of a spin. It started out looking like it's going to go foul and spin back fair. Well, that's a good thing for the Tigers, though. Out number one. Bali comes up now for Bevere, and Bali grounds it over to Kelsey. Kelsey picks it up, takes her time as she usually does, but gets it over there before Bali can get to first base. That's two outs for the Tiger, and it brings up Toll, the leadoff hitter for Bevere.
Well, it looks like Toll's going to bat from the right side of the plate this time.
I'd say she's swinging away then. However, she doesn't swing at this one. Ball one. Toll steps out of the box, takes a couple practice swings, now gets back ready. Scudder steps in, and Toll grabs the right pass. Scudder through the middle of the infield and fielded by Hill out in center. So the Wildcats have a runner on first with two outs in the top of the 10th, bringing up Wilson, the first baseman and second hitter for Bevere. The two-hole hitter, I guess I should say, the fourth hitter of the inning. Wilson is way out in front of the changeup, strike one. Oh, that changeup's been working tonight, hasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, Scudder's got several strikeouts and many more strikes on that beautiful changeup.
Wilson steps in, calls time, now is ready to go. Scudder delivers, and this one's the changeup again, back-to-back. I don't know if I've seen that yet tonight, however, it's delivered high, ball one.
I think Scudder was trying to get Wilson to go fishing at that one.
This one's delivered high. Ball two, 2-1. Scudder gets set, delivers low and inside, ball three, and this one gets away from Clarkson, and it's able to move Toll to second base. So the leading run is only 120 feet away.
Scudder really needs to get more strikes in here because Brashear, the way they're going, can't afford to give up any more runs.
And Wilson swings through, strike two. Now a full count on Wilson with two outs here in the top of the 10th and the leading run on second base. Scudder fires, and it's high, and it gets away from Clarkson. As Toll gets into third base safely, and Wilson's able to run all the way to second base, and it brings up the best hitter for Bevere in Valerie Teeter. Oh, the Tigers are in bad shape here, aren't they, Jay?
Yeah, luckily, if Teeter gets anything in play, Tigers just have to get the third out and then have a
chance. This one's grounded to Rusk. Rusk blows it. It goes right through the legs, and it's going to score two. Teeter will settle at the single. No, she's going to go to second. She fell down rounding first. She's still able to get up and go to second, and the Bevere Wildcats have scored two here in the top of the 10th to put them up 2-0, and it brings up Ratliff
with
two outs and a runner on second.
Tigers can't afford that many errors. There are three errors on that play, on the third baseman, left fielder, and catcher, so Tigers just have to hold them and then try to score some in their own half of the inning.
Tigers have to score at least two to continue the game Ratliff takes ball two outside and low, 2-0 and now on Ratliff. Next pitch by Scudder is right down the heart of the plate, strike one, 2-1. At this point, the Tigers have to really claw out as they haven't had too many base runners all game, I think just three. And they have to score two runs just to keep the game going. It'll be tough on the Tigers here in the bottom of the 10th, assuming they don't give up any more here. Count is 3-1 on Ratliff, and she takes strike two, 3-2 now. Jay, is it doable?
Well, it's definitely doable, but I don't think the Tigers have the offensive power to get that many runs in the bottom of the 10th.
As Ratliff grounds out to Kelsey, the Tigers head into the dugout. Pretty well downtrodden as they've fallen down 2-0 in the top of the 10th. Tigers have to score two in the bottom here just to stay tied. We'll be back in just a second. Now the Tigers come up here in the bottom of the 10th, down 2-0, seeing if they can claw back into this thing and perhaps come ahead and win it. They still have their opportunities. They have to get, Levere has to get three outs before this thing's over. Hill steps into the box as the leadoff hitter for the Tigers this inning. She grounds one right back to Teeter. Teeter misplays it. Hill is on her way to first, and she is safe. Hill making a good, valiant attempt here to get the game back into the hands of Brashear. Leadoff hitter is aboard, and it brings up Reeves with nobody out and a runner on first. Jay,
well,
can we come back?
Yeah, that really helped getting a runner on first and no outs, because if Reeves can get on base, we'll see Jesse probably get to second or third.
Now Reeves lays down a bunt, and if there's only one run ahead, this makes sense, but with two down, you got to be hitting here, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, we can't afford to get any outs in this inning.
She shows bunt, pulls back here. It's 1-1. Hill on first, and Reese is trying to drive her in. She steps in. She shows bunt. She's going to pull back and take strike two on the inside part of the plate. 1-2 now. Reese has handicapped herself to only one strike, really. And Teeter being a really good pitcher, we'll see what happens. Reeves grounds one to second base. They throw a second to get Hill, but Reeves is able to reach first safely. And so we have one out and a runner still on first. And it'll bring up Shayna Rusk.
If Hill had been going hard all the way on that one, I think she could have got there. But she kind of paused in front of the second baseman, seeing if it would be a caught line drive. But it wasn't. So
Rusk drives one to the shortstop. And they force Reeves out at second again. Russ Calvert makes it to first, and there's now two outs in the bottom of the 10th. Tigers down to the last at bat. And the last batter is Clarkson. Clarkson, the last hope here for Brashear. A home run here would be sweet, wouldn't it, Jay?
Yeah, that drive in the two tying runs.
Here we go. Teeter is set. Clarkson steps in. Now she's ready to go. Teeter winds up, delivers. Clarkson hits it foul. And the third baseman collects it. That'll be the third out here in the 10th inning, and the Bavia Wildcats take home the victory 2-0 over the Tigers. I'm Tyler Kellen here with
Jay Scudder, and we're signing off.